Daf is Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. We left off in Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Kama Yisha Ba'ochlin. How long within how much time does a person have to eat the two Chasi Zaysim in order for them to be Mitzdarik, to be considered a single Kazayas? Because we were discussing in the last Mishnah how if you eat a Chasi Zayas of Chalev and then another Chasi Zayas of Chalev, so and the two are Mitzdarik with each other, but if you eat a Chasi Zayas Chalev, Chasi Zayas Dam, they're not Mitzdarik with each other. So we had lengthy discussions about that topic, but now we just try to figure out, what if I eat a Chatzis Zayis today and then I eat another Chatzis Zayis tomorrow? So is that going to be considered the Nachilas Kezayis of Chelev? So how much time does it have to be eaten within? So answers the Mishnah, Ki ilu ochel klayos tiv rameir. Rameir says you have to view it as if they are klayos. Klayos are a food item that you would crush into very tiny pieces. So you view the Kezayis of Chelev as if it were crushed into tiny little pieces and you were eating a little bit at a time. You're eating one little piece at a time. So that would take much longer than just taking a kazayas of chalev and sticking it in your mouth. So however long it would take to eat a kazayas of klayos by eating one at a time, that's how long you have to eat the zayas for the achila to be mitzdarif as one achila's kazayas. That's Reb Meir's shita. V'cham say the more standard shita that we're familiar with. Ad sheyisha mitchil v'atzov k'dei achila's pras, that it takes the amount, you have the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras of lechem, which is dalid beitzim, four eggs size of lechem. You have to eat a kezayis within that amount of time. If you eat a kezayis within that amount of time, it's all mitzdarif to each other. Achal ochlin tameim v'shasam ashkin tameim shasar v'yisayim nechlas l'migdash. If a person ate tamei foods or drank tamei drinks, or he drank a revius of yayin and he goes into the base of migdash, v'shak kedei achilus pras, and he waits a kedei achilus pras in the migdash, so then he's going to be chayiv. He's going to be chayiv for entering the base of migdash bituma or v'shichras. So if you look at Rashi, Nichnas L'Migdash is Arvias Yayin Kamahader. Meaning when we talk about Nichnas L'Migdash, that's talking about the Arvias Yayin. The Mishum Ochlin Tamein Lo Mechayev Abias Migdash. For eating Tamei foods, you're not Chayev for Bias Migdash. You're only Chayev for Bias Migdash if you drank wine. So that's the Nichnas L'Migdash is part of the last case of Shas Arvias Yayin. Rabbi Lezer Omer in Pasuk Ba Oim Nasan Ba Mayim Kol Shuhu Pater. So Rabbi Lezer says, if you stop in the middle, or meaning you didn't drink the Revius Yayin all at one time, or you put some water, you diluted the wine with water a little bit, then you're going to be potter, you're not going to be chayiv for bias mikdash with drinking wine. So we're going to get back to that second half of the Mishnah later, but first the Gemara is going to discuss the first half of the Mishnah. This idea of how long do you have till the kezayis is mitzdarif. So just a couple of points on the Mishnah itself. Chum say it has to be kedei achilas pras. So the Achronim have a suffix regarding this halacha of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, which is obviously very nogeya for Hilchas Pesach, because we're going to have to eat a kezayis of matzah, b'kedei achilas pras, a kezayis of maror, b'kedei achilas pras, any mitzvah achila has to be b'kedei achilas pras. So the Achronim, l'chsam sofer, and the tshuva, and orchaim simen kuf mem, the minchas chinuch, the mitzvah kuf samach alf, os tazvav, and many, many other Achronim, all raise the suffix, what would the din have been had we not known this halach l'moshe m'sinai of kedei achilas pras? Without this idea that the achila has to be within a kedei achilas pras, would we have said that without this halacha, you need to eat the entire kezayis ba'achila achas mamish all at one time, and if you even delay a tiny bit, it would not be considered an achilas kezayis, and the Torah was mechadish to us that no, even if you spread it out over the time period of a kedei achilas pras, that would also be considered one achila. So the Torah is telling us, at least when it comes to isurim, that we have a chumrah, that to violate an isur of achilas kezayis chelev, let's say, would be a chumrah that even over a more expanded period of time that you're going to be chayiv. Or maybe no, maybe it's lehepech, that without this halacha we would have said that it doesn't matter how long you're mafsik between one half of the achila and the other half of the achila, it doesn't make a difference, it's all always going to be mitzdarif. And the Torah came with a big kula when it comes to machalos asuros and said that no, once it's past the time of kedei achilas pras, it's no longer considered the same achila. That is the suffix that all the achronim raised. The problem is that it seems to be a stira between two sugyas and shas. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph tells us that there's a riboy in the parsha of nevelas of tahar to tell me that there's a tziruf of achilas pras, that a nevelas metame bebeis habliya if you eat a kezayis of it b'kedei achilas pras. And the Gemara says, why do we need a pasuk to be mechadish this din? We always know there's a din din of kazayis b'kteyachilz pras. So the Gemara said, no, salka daita chamina, hol v'chidishu, yosu b'kteyachilz pras na milatame. I would have thought that since the idea of being metame b'beis abliya is a very unusual thing, that's something that we don't find in kalata rukula, so I would have thought that even more than a kteyachilz pras would be metame. So that's why it has to tell me that even that follows the normal din of kteyachilz pras. What it seems clear from that Gemara is that without the halacha of kedei achilas pras, our natural assumption would have been that even more than that shear, it's still mitzuraf yachad. It would still be, even if you waited much longer than kedei achilas pras, it would be mitzuraf. That's what's clear from the Gemara in Zvachim. However, on the other hand, in Chul and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, we find that Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, what's the din of a kazayis of Eivir Min Achai that you split into two parts and you eat it? And Rashi says that the case is you split an Eivir Lishnayim before you put it into your mouth, and you eat one half alone, and then you eat the other half. Are the two halves mitzarif to be mechayiv you for achilas kazayis of eivir min achai, like all other isurim in the Torah that are mitzarif b'shir kazayis b'chtei achilas pras? Or maybe no. Maybe since the parasha of eivir min achai is a chiddush, because what's the chiddush? Because gidin and atzamos are included in the isur. Normally, gidin and atzamos are not included in ma'acholos asuros. So maybe you would be chayiv. Maybe since there is this chiddush by Eivir Min Achai, we say in the Chabah El Chidusho, and only if you eat it all at once, you should be chayiv. Clear implication of Rashi over there is, the way he understands that Gemara, is that without this special chiddush of Kedei Achilas Pras, our natural understanding would be that you would have to eat it all at one time, that you'd always have to eat it all at once. So that's the opposite implication of the Gemara in Zvachim. So the Achronim have a difficult time trying to figure out what we would have assumed had we not been told. And you can't even say, well, there's a rush that tells us that halacha, the rush of Masechet Baba Kama, I think, that says halacha Moshe Misinai always comes to be mekel, halacha Moshe Misinai never comes to be machmir. But over here, whichever way you go, it's a kula or a chumra, depending whether you're talking about mitzvahs or isurim. Because I is b'chdei achilas pras, to tell me that you have a longer period of time is a chumra by isurim, but it's a kula by mitzvos, so it doesn't even work to go in that direction. Another issue with Kzayis B'Chechil's Pras, Shulchan Aruch and Hilchus Pesach, in Siman Tafai and Hey, Sivav, Paskins, that if you eat a Chatzi Zayis of Matzah, and then you eat another Chatzi Zayis of Yotze, as long as you eat the entire Kzayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras. And the Makar is the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yudalar and Beis, Achlan L'Chatzon Yatza, Ubelvat Shal Yisha Ben Achil L'Chaverta, Yosim K'dei Achilas Pras, the Gemara says. As long as you don't wait more than K'dei Achilas Pras. So Magen Avraham writes, that's only B'diavet. But L'Chadchila, you should eat it Mamish B'Bas Achas. It should all be eaten at one time. So Machs HaShakel explains, what does Magen Avraham mean? He says, it's only by Isurim that we find there's a Tziruf of Kazayas B'Chdei Achilas Pras. But by mitzvos asay, like achilas matzah, we don't find explicit in the Gemara that there is this shear of tziruf ha'achilos. And therefore, it's like Eivir Min Achai, which is clear in the Gemara Chulin, that since it's a chiddush that you chayiv in, that you chayiv even on the Gidin Atzamos, so there's a havamina that it's not included in the shear of achilas pras, and you would need to eat it bebas achas. That's the machsa shekel. It's a little bit strange, because the Gemara Pesachim does say that in regards to Achilas Mitzvos also we have this din of Kedei Achilas Pras, but that's where the Chumra comes from that Magen Avraham, to try to swallow the entire Kazayis of Matzah at one time, to have it all Mamish Bebas Achas. Obviously, the Gemara assumes the Beis HaBliyah can hold when you swallow. You could swallow theoretically two Kazayisim at one time, so you have to figure a Kazayis must be maybe a little smaller than some people think a Kazayis is, if you assume that your throat at one time could swallow two Kazayisim. There's bottom line is Machlokas Achronim, what is the shear of a Kedei Achilas Pras? Exactly how long is a Kedei Achilas Pras? So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that it's at most 9 minutes. And he has a raya based on a Gemara in Shabbos that the shear of Tevila is 9 minutes, and we're going to see that the shear of Tevila is less than Kedei Achilas Pras. We're going to find later in our Gemara that the shear of Tevila, of going to be Tovel, is less than Kedei Achilas Pras. The Gemara in Shabbos assumes that it's 9 minutes, so it's got to be, so 9 minutes has to be the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. However, there are, and the Chasam Sofer is hesitant to rely on this L'Chadchila, but certainly with Isurim, if let's say you're giving someone Shiurim on Yom Kippurim, certainly it's best to try to be machmir, to do at least 9 minutes apart from each other. But there are shitos anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 6, there are shittos all along. Every number between 2 and 9, there are shittos of how much Kedei Achilas Pras is. So Minchas Chinuch suggests a chiddush which is very nogea for Hilchas Pesach. And Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Osei, Minchas Chinuch suggests that there is no sheer katsuv of Kedei Achilas Pras. There's no X amount of minutes for Kedei Achilas Pras. This whole Machlokas assumes that there is some number. He says there's no number. Kedei Achilas Pras means, how long would it take you to eat 4 kibbutzim of that food? So as if you're eating matzah, it takes a lot longer to eat 4 kibbutzim of matzah than it does to eat 4 kibbutzim of bread, let's say, because bread goes down much easier. So you would, the Kedei Achilas Pras of bread might be whatever it is, 6 minutes, but the Kedei Achilas Pras of matzah might be 15 minutes, might be 20, it could be much, much longer, because it's however long it will take you to eat the Kedei Achilas Pras of that food. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Obviously, not all of the Achronim agree with that. Many of them disagree. The Mishnah Brura, foremost amongst them, says not so. Says it, no, it's Kedei Achilas Pras Lechem. It's not Kedei Achilas Pras of that particular food, but another sniff lakula in terms of how fast and how much matzah a person must eat on the night of the Seder, is that even if you do have a large shear, then you have a large shear. It could be, at least according to Minchas Chinuch, you have a longer amount of time within which you need to eat that shear. Okay, says the Gemara, Ibayilhu, Rameir l'chumra, Kamar olukulukam. When Rameir says that you have to eat, that the shir achila, the shir zman of achila is ki'ilu your ochel klayos, is that more time that he's giving you than the chachamim, or less time? Is he telling you a chumra or a kula? The chumra kamar v'achli katani, is he telling you a chumra? And this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Ki'ilu ochel klayos afilu kula yoma v'avugav demetchil v'atzov yosem mikdei achilas pras kibin demashke achilasei mechayev. That Rameir keeps, again, the Gemara increases, always has extra words. It could have said that much shorter, but the Gemara says that Rameir means to be telling me that however long it takes to eat a pras of klayos, even if it takes a very, very long time, kula yom is lav dafka, it would never take all day, but even if it takes way longer than a kedei achilas pras, still it's mitzareif for one achilah, and you'd be chayiv if you ate chaylev within that amount of time. And the Rabbanan is saying, no, kedei achilas pras is the cutoff point, let's say 6 minutes, that's the cutoff point, and even if it takes you 12 minutes to eat the klayos, doesn't matter. Chum say 6 minutes is the cutoff point, and beyond that we could be makel that you didn't violate the full shear of the yisur. Odilmer, no, maybe lukula kamer and dahachi katani. Maybe Rameir is telling me a kula, and this is the way to understand it. Kilu ochel klayos v'hudalo ifsig beini ubeini. Av the ifsig beini ubeini. Yavakav the mechil vatzov b'kateich lius pras pater. That it says if you eat klayos, as long as you don't stop in between. But if you do stop in between, even though mechil vatzov is b'kateich lius pras, then it will be pater. Meaning, if eating the klayos with a break would have taken a kedei achilas pras, well, then you don't get the full shear of kedei achilas pras. The amount of time is less than a kedei achilas pras. V'amalei Rabbanon, kibin mitchil v'atzov b'kedei achilas pras, hu chayiv. And the Rabbanon would say, no, I don't care if you took a break. If it takes as long as, meaning all Rameir is saying is that you need to eat it consecutively, you can't stop eating. I don't care how slowly you eat it, but you need to eat it the whole time. And therefore, if you could eat it by slowly within, let's say, 4 minutes, so 4 minutes is your shir achila. And the chamer is saying, no, you have up until 6 minutes, even if you take breaks in the middle, as long as it all gets done within the kedei achilas pras. So in which case, Rameir would be telling me a kula. So says the Gemara Tashema, let's bring a raya. The chamer mamar ashi yishu b'kedei achilas pras midchila v'atzof. Chum say until you eat kedei achilas pras midchila v'atzof. If Rameir is telling me a chumra that even a longer time period is going to be considered a kedei achilas pras, so I understand the Rabbanan say ad sheyesha ad shay delay kedei achilas pras, that it's until your shehia is a kedei achilas pras. Eliyam Rameir lekula v'cham momrim im shahami bailei. But if Rameir is really telling me a kula that your kedei achilas pras is shorter, then the lashon of the chum should have been im shaha, that no, not in that shorter amount of time. Only if you wait a kedei achilas pras, they should have said not ad sheshaha. Elav shramina Rameir luchumra shramina. So it must be the Rameir is telling me a chumra. The Rameir is expanding the time of kedei achilas pras, which is a chumra when it comes to machalas asuros. Again, it would be a kula when it comes to mitzvos, but a chumra when it comes to isurim. Amar Rav Na'i, Amar Shmuel. So Rav Na'i says in the name of Shmuel a big chiddush. B'chalavim u'b'nevela, at sheishu mitchila ve'atzof b'chdei achilas pras. When it comes to chela, when it comes to nevela, from beginning to end, if you eat shnei chatsa'i zeisei chela, or shnei chatsa'i zeisei nevela, as long as you, from start to finish, it's within a chdei achilas pras, you're going to be chayiv. Ochlim tameim shkatzim urmasim umashkin afilu kol yom kulo b'chdei achilas pras. If you eat all these other tamei foods that pasul the guf with a chatzi pras or mashkin tameim which pasul the guf b'revius, then even kol yom kulo. So afilu kol yom kulo says Rashi afilu kol yom kulo shah b'achilas chatzi pras ulvad sheyochel kol kzayis v'zayis shabo b'chdei shehias achilas pras. Meaning the shiurim are much larger in these foods to pasul the gvia, but as long as each kezayis within the shiur is done with a kedei achilas pras, even if the entire shiur takes all day to eat, you're still going to be chayiv. So my kamar, what does he mean to say? Amra papa achi kamar, afilu kol yom kulo, even if you go all day long, v'hu shachal kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, as long as a kezayis was eaten within a kedei achilas pras time period. So Meisvei asked the Gemara in this kol ochlim mitzarf from the psalag via b'kachatzi pras. All different foods are mitzarif to pasul the gvia, to pasul the person's body from eating kodesh and from entering the mikdash b'kachatzi pras. So my lav da achli, not entering the mikdash from eating kodesh. My lav da achli l'chatzi pras b'kdei achilas pras. Doesn't it mean to imply that you have to eat the chatzi pras within a kdei achilas pras, that you don't get kol hayom kulo? You only get the shear of kdei achilas pras. And so Gemara lo, dachol kazayis kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. No, it means you eat a chatzi pras over the period of time of the whole day, let's say. But again, lav dafka the whole day, but an elongated and extended period of time, provided that each kazayis is eaten within the kdei achilas pras. Period. Meisvei, so asked the Gemara Vayter, kola ochlim mitzarf from lifsol. So again, we're asking on Rav Na'i, Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to quote a very long brisa over here. The very first line of the brisa is already our kasha, and it's going to be a checkmate. It's going to be enough to reject Rav Na'i Amar Shmuel, but we're going to quote the rest of the brisa anyway, and then we're going to go back to discuss the rest of the brisa also. So kola ochlim mitzarf from lifsol sagvia bechatzi pras bichtei achilas pras. So beferish that all ochlim that are pasul segvia is if you eat a chatzi pras b'kedei achilas pras, the chatzi pras has to be eaten within a kedei achilas pras. Rav Na'i Amar Shmuel is mechadesh. No, the chatzi pras does not have to be eaten within a kedei achilas pras. Each kezayis of the chatzi pras has to be eaten with a kedei achilas pras. But over here you see the brisa is beferish against him. Keitzad achol v'chazav yachol miyesh mitchilas achil rishon miyatzov achil achrona kedei achilas pras mitstarfin yos mikan ein mitstarfin. Explicit. The brisa couldn't be more explicit. If from beginning to end you finish it all, the entire chatzi pras within the kedei achilas pras, then it's mitzarif. Otherwise, it's not mitzarif. But now we just quote the end of the brisa anyway. Lo itiru lechol pachs mikshir leir v'litbol. If a person ate less than a shir of an amount that would be mitami them, ochel pachs mikshir, we don't allow him to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara is going to discuss later on, what do we care if he goes to the mikvah? When do we ever stop somebody from going to a mikvah? Yared v'tavol v'alav ishlimo mitzarif. Let's say he eats the chatzi shir, goes to the mikvah, comes out, finishes the other chatzi shir, then it's still mitzarif to what he ate before he went to the mikveh. You don't say, no, he was mitar himself from that first chatzi shir. It's still going to be mitzarif. That's the line where the Chassam Sofer is referring to, where we see that you can go to the mikveh all within a shir of kedei achilas pras, because he eats a chatzi shir, goes to the mikveh, finishes the other chatzi shir, presumably all within the shir of kedei achilas pras. We allow a pregnant woman to eat pachos mikshir because of sakana, because of danger. So we allow a pregnant woman in a situation of danger to eat less than a shear. Fractosos vimtomer afilu below sakana nami. We allow a pregnant woman to eat even without sakana. She can eat pachos mikashir. It doesn't have to be a situation of sakana. So Tosos says, no, over here we're talking about where she wants to eat truma afterwards. But so that's why it's if it weren't sakana, we wouldn't allow her to put herself in a situation where she's going to want to eat truma afterwards to be metame herself in this way. Even the pachos mikshir. So Okay, well, let's go weiter in the Braisa. So it says the Braisa, Kol mashkin mitzar from lifsal gvir berevius bichdei achilus pras. All different mashkin are mitzarif to pasals gvir with a revius bichdei achilus pras. Ketzad shasav v'chazav v'shasav yesh mitchilas shtir rishon ve'atzov shtir achrona kdei achilus pras mitzarfin yosem mikanein mitzarfin. From the beginning of when you drink till when you finish drinking, you have to have a revius within a kdei achilus pras. And if it's beyond the kdei achilus pras, then it's not mitzarif. We allow a woman who touched somebody who touched a dead body, so the woman is a rishon l'tuma, to nurse her son, and this child is going to be tahar. Katani mihas, but bottom line is, what are we trying to get out of this brisa? The very first line of this brisa is already the tiyufta on Rav Noah Yomar Shmuel, that we see that the entire chati pras has to be eaten within a kadei achilus pras, not just each kazayis within a kadei achilus pras. But now we go back to analyze line by line. Amar mar lo itir lo lechol pachs mikshir leirid velitbal maika amar. We said that we don't allow someone who ate pachs mikshir to go down and into the mikvah, to go be tovel. So what do we mean by that? When do we ever stop someone from being tovel? Amar vida hachi kamar. This is what it means. Achol pachs mikshir lo itir lo leirid velitbal shem yerid vetovel vala vishlimo mitstarif vasil memra hani li tevila kamaisa ven yodoy shein tevila lebachrona. The reason we don't let someone go to the mikvah after he eats a chati shir is because we're afraid if we let him go to the mikvah, he's not going to realize that whatever the other chatzis shir that he eats after going to the mikvah is still mitzarif with the first chatzis shir that he ate, and that he's going to need another tefillah. He's going to think that the tefillah kamaisa, that the first time he went to the mikvah, counted. But in reality, it doesn't count at all, because the tefillah was done before he was ever tameh. It's interesting that the Rambam, when he passes this halacha in Avos HaTumah, Perachas Halach Yiralf, he says, if you eat pachos mikshir and you tavel and Allah and you eat more afterwards right away, if it was all within a kadei achilus pras, so it's mitzarif. So the Achronim all ask on the Rambam, the Aruch Haner and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kutei Halachos, Chafetz Chaim and the Kutei Halachos, they all ask, why didn't the Rambam say that Asr Leirid V'Litvel? The Rambam didn't quote the whole Gemara. He just said that if you do it, that it's mitzarif. So very difficult. I don't know. I didn't see any good answers as to why the Rambam didn't say that it's Asr Leirid V'Litvel. But it in fact is according to the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara, now again explaining each line of the Braisa. Katani hitiru lalu bralechol pachos mikshir mibnei asakana. So it says in the Braisa that we allow the ubra to eat less than the shir because of sakana. So mibnei asakana afilu tuvanami techol. Wait a second. If it's sakana, why does she have to eat pachos mikshir? If it's sakana, let her eat whatever she wants. When a person is in a mamish, a dangerous situation, there's no shiurim. When it's dangerous, you can do whatever you want. Amar papach katani. And an ubra in general is allowed to eat pachas mikshir, kama, and when it's a sakana situation, she can eat a lot. She can even eat a lot. That's all it means to say. Obviously, sakana situation, whatever it's going to take to save the life. Katani, and we also said that we allow someone who had touched a person who touched a dead body to nurse her child, and the child's going to be tahar. Why should the child be tahar? Since the child nursed from the milk, shouldn't he become tamei from the milk? Now, granted, the child's not going to be tamei directly from the mother because the mother is a rishon, and other mekelim are not metamei from a rishon. They're only metamei from an avatama. But an ochel chatzi pras of ochlin tamein is nifsal gufo, makes the person tamei. So the milk that comes out of the mother should be considered tamei milk, so that eating a chatzi pras of tamei milk should make the baby tamei. It's nifsal gufo. So that's Gemara's kasha. V'chite melos kasha. Maybe you can say, no, the milk is not going to be considered tamei because it's not huchsha l'kabel tuma. In order for anything to become tamei, it first needs to be Huchshel the Kabel Tuma. So that's very interesting that the Gemara is assuming that the milk, mother's milk, has a din of ochel. Liquids in general don't need to become Huchshel the Kabel Tuma, right? Food has to be Huchshel the Kabel Tuma. But it's assuming that the mother's milk, probably because it's the child's entire sustenance, has a din of ochel, doesn't have a din of mashke. So it says we're in niskasher b'tipu mulchleches al piyadad. So v'chitei melo niskasher niskasher b'tipu mulchleches al piyadad. So if you can say that no, it was never huchshar. Now it is huchshar because there's always a little bit of milk right by the mother's breast that's machshir all the rest of the milk that comes through that area. That there's a little moisture there that's machshir all the rest of the milk that comes through that area, and therefore that's machshir everything. So the child should be tamei. We're back to the question. The child should be tamei. So Amrav Nachan, Amrav Baravua, now it happened so quickly, it just shot straight, the milk shoots straight into the kid's mouth, straight down his throat, where there is no lichluch by the mother's breast. So it doesn't, that's what we're talking about. It doesn't, it's not able to be machshir. So I'm Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava says, I have two responses to that. First of all, chada, dekachazina l'pumidi yinuka d'malik chalav. He says, that never happens. That never happens. It just shoots straight in. You look at the child's mouth, it's full of milk when the child is nursing. There's a backlog, and that obviously gets the mother a little moist. Va'on makom chalav mayanhu, the katani chalav isha metame, bein l'ratzon, bein shalal ratzon, bein amin etame l'ratzon. Chalav isha is a mayan, and a mayan of someone who's tame, the mayanos, the liquids that flow from the body of a person who's tame, are tame with the hechsher, without hechsher. My love shalal ratzon, delo nichle, v'katani metame. That even normally for hechsher, it needs to be nichle. In order to make something hukshar l'kabel tumah, you need to want it to be hukshar. But when something's a mayan, it's metame anyway. Salam Rav Hayna time with the Benatar. The Safik Yana Kashir, Safik Lo Yanak. The reason that the child is tar is it's hard to measure exactly how much he ate. Did he really eat a chatzi pras? So we don't know. That's a Safik. Vim Tim Salam Yanak. And even if he did, was Yonak a chatzi pras? Safik Yanko Bachilis pras. Safik Yanko Biyosamik De Achilis pras. We don't know if he had all of that within a Kadei Achilis pras or not. So that's how that's why the child is tar, for a completely different reason. So first of all, the Achronim raised, why do you need a Svek Sveka over here in the first place? Since the whole Tumah is only a Tumah Midrabanan, why does Rav have to say that it's Svek Sveka? Rashash asked the Kasha, Savik Drabanan Lukula. So the Shlomo is Mitari, it's based on the comment of the Prichadash, that you're not supposed to make a Svek Sveka or a Savik Drabanan be Odayim unless you have other Tzadim to be Matir. The Magen Avraham writes this way, in Orchaim Simin Yud, Sivkat Yid Aleph, that in general you try not to create a situation of Savik Drabanan Lukula. So over here also, B'dievin Mutter, even B'Savik Echad, but nevertheless we try to give a reason that even lechatchila it should be mutter to make this suffix. So we give the lechatchila it's mutter because we create a second suffix. Now, in terms of the Gemara saying that shalol ratzon is lo nichalei, so we talk about whose ratzon that it has to, in order for something to be hukshar, it has to be beratzon. So Rashi says that when we discuss it in terms of nursing, we're talking about the ratzon of the tinok. That since the milk comes out shalol ratzon atinok, it's not machshir. Shitum Gvetzes disagrees that he doesn't think the mother's milk is tali in the das atinok. He thinks it's tali in the das ha'aim, in the mother. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Ketzos that according to the Rambam holds the whole din of nichusa by hechsher needs the nichusa de bailim. It has to be dafka the bailim who's nichusa. So that's a good question. Who's the bailim on mother's milk? Is it the child or is it the mother? But Michas Chinuch points out that in the Gemara in Sukkah we find that it's shayach hechsher by Meister Sheni also, even according to a mayor, that Meister Sheni is mamun gavoa. So it's very difficult to say that it's a din of the bailim in nichale of the bailim of Meister Sheni. If you hold Meister Sheni is mamun gavoa, is like baruchu. So it's going to be very difficult to assume that it's a din. In the Bailim. But anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter. So again, so Rava says the case must be the reason why the child is tar is because we have this Svek Sveka. We're not sure if the child ate the shear, and even if he ate the shear, we're not sure if he ate it within the amount of time that is the shear. So Ula Rava, Makom Chalav Mayon Hu, Velotzar Hechsher. Wait a second, does Rava really hold that the Makom Chalav is a Mayon and it doesn't require Hechsher, that it's going to be Tame anyway? Because that was behind Rava's whole Kasha, that you wouldn't need Hechsher in order for it to be Matame, because it has the din of a Mayon anyway. But for Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Isha Shinat of Chalav Midadeha, Venafala Avir Tanur, Tanur Tamei, Vikashalan B'mayis Kasher. We have a Mishnah that says that if Chalav Isha goes into the Avir of a Tanur, and the Chalav is Tamei, so it's going to be Mitame the Tanur, and the Gemara asks on that B'mayis Kasher, where's the Hechsher? So don't you see that the Chalav is not a Mayan, that the Chalav we view as regular food that requires Hechsher the Kabbal Tumah? V'amar B'yochman, B'tipa Mulchach Salpiyadad, and we said, yeah, it's a Kasher with the Tipa Mulchach Salpiyadad. So you see that it requires Hechsher. Maybe you'll argue and you'll say, no, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, yes, Chalav is not a Mayan and therefore requires Hechsher. Rava holds, it is a Mayan and therefore it doesn't require Hechsher. But that's not true. V'atanya, Nimsi Satomer, Tisha Mashkin, Bezov. We have a Beferisha Brisa that tells us that divides up the 9 different liquids that could come out of the body of someone who's a Zava or a Zav of someone who's Tameh. And they are as follows, split up into 3 groups of 3. Hazeah, Velechasrucha, Verei, Tahor Miklum. Sweat or pus or excrement, that's completely Tahor. Dimas Eno, Vidama Gafaso, Vichalav Isha, the tears, the blood from a wound, or the Chalav Isha, they are all Metamitum Mismashkin Bereviyas. The Metamitum Mismashkin in the Shir of Bereviyas. Roko, Zovo, Me Miraglav, Metamitum Chamur Bekolshu. But the Rok, the Zov, or the urine, is Metamitum Chamur even with the smallest amount. So which are the Mayanos? Viyam Makam Chalav Mayan, Chalav Nami Nitmetum Chamur Bekolshu, Kazov of Roko. Meaning the last group were the Mayanos. The last group are the ones that are Metamitum Chamura. Chalav Isha was in the second group. So don't tell me that Rava holds that Chalav Isha is a Mayan. We have a Beferish of Braisa that Cholavisha is not a Mayan. El Shemayim no Makum Cholavisha lav Mayan hu. So it's a major kasha on Rava. So you see clearly that Rava's wrong, that the Cholavisha is not a Mayan. Kasha Hamas Nisa. But wait a second, if we want to say that it's not a Mayan, how are we going to explain our Braisa of Amrav Matayim Ben L'Ratzon Ben Shelo L'Ratzon, where we said that the child is going to be that the Chalavish is Matame Ben L'Ratzon Ben Shelo L'Ratzon makes it sound like it doesn't require Hechsher, makes it sound like it is a Mayan. So how can you tell me it's not a Mayan, meaning you want to conclude from this Braisa over here on the top that it's not a Mayan? We have another Braisa that implies that it is a Mayan, because it says clearly that it does require Hechsher. So mi savr shelo l'ratzon damer delo nichalei lo mai shelo l'ratzon, the air on the side bestama the daite detino kreva l'gabe chalav avlom lo nichalei tahar. Meaning, when do we assume, when we said lo nichalei, it didn't mean that shelo l'ratzon didn't mean lo nichalei. If it's lo nichalei in echinami, it will not become tameh because it requires hechsher, and without nichalei, it's not hechsher. It's not hechsher. What we mean by lo nichalei is like we say psik reshe de lo nichalei is even includes a psik reshe de lo ichbat lei. Over here, lo nichalei means lo ichbat lei, that we simply don't care about it, that we don't know. Not, I shouldn't say lo ichbat lei. That's not really fair. That stama, that we don't know. No one ever expressed whether they care one way or the other. There was never an expression of I want this or I don't want this. So the assumption is that you do want it. That's what it means to say that it's machshir even when it's low nichalei, means it's machshir even when it was never expressed that it was nichalei, because you assume that it was nichalei. But if it were expressed that it were low nichalei, that you don't want it, well then in a chinami it would not be tamei, because it's not hokshal kabel tuma. So the maskanas of the Gemara rejects Rava and says that the chalavisha is not a mayan; it requires hechsher like any other food. That's the Gemara's seeming conclusion. Conclusion over here. Now the Rishonim already asked the kasha that if chalav requires hechsher, it means that we're treating it like an ochel, because mashkin don't require hechsher. So how could the chalav be metame a taner? We said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, an ochel is not metame a kli. A kli is not makabel tuma except from an avatuma or from mashkin midrabanim, but ochlim are never metame a kli. So if manavshach, if you're treating the chalav like a liquid, so it's able to be metame a kli, but then it shouldn't require hechsher l'kabel tuma. If you treat it like a food, so it requires actually the kabel tuma, then it shouldn't be able to be metamei a kli. So that's a major kasha that the Rishonim try to contend with. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara Vaiter, achol ochlim tamei. So we said if you eat tamei foods, or you you go into the Beis HaMikdash. So lamali shihia dektani v'shah. Why does it have to be that you wait and you stay in the Beis HaMikdash? It says v'shah. Who says you have to be shah? Just going in should be enough. Amar Rav Yehuda ketani. Achol ochlim tamei. V'shasa mashkin tamei. V'shasur v'yisayin. V'shah ba'achilason u'b'shtiyason kedei achilas pras v'nichnas l'mikdash chayim. The shah is not going on when you go into the Beis HaMikdash that you sit there and wait. Shah is going on the amount of time that it takes you to eat the tamei food or drink the tamei drink, that it all has to take within the time of a kedei achilas pras. Then, when you go into the Mikdash, you're going to be chayiv. So what does it mean when you go into the Mikdash, you're going to be chayiv? Says Tosfos, Pirish va'avad avoda, aval b'knisa blo aval delo mechayiv. Now, it's only going to be a problem if you go in and you do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos quotes from Taras Kohanim like that. The whole chayiv is only if you're nichnas and you're avad avoda. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Bias Mikdash, Perek Aleph, Halachat Hazvav, Paskins, Yira'eli, he says, I don't have a raya, but it seems to me, Shekol Kohen HaKashli Avodu Im Nichnas Minim Mizbeach V'lifnim, V'ushasu Yayin O'Shikr Mishar Mishakrin, Afal Pishalo Avod Avoda, Hareza Loka. Even if you don't do Avoda, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash drunk, you get Malkus, since you're Ra'i La'Avoda, and someone who's Nichnas L'Mikdash B'Shas Avoda, is going to get Malkus for that Isser. So even if you don't do Avodah, the Rambam understands, it's still going to be included in the Isser of going into the Mikdash, Shasu Yayin, when a person is drunk. So Blazer said in the Mishnah, in Pasuk Ba'am Nasim Ba'amayim Kol Shu Pater, that if the wine is diluted, or if you break in drinking the wine, then it's going to be Pater, then you're not going to be Chayiv for B'as Mikdash as a Shikr. So Tan Rabban, Yayin V'Sheikh Ral Teish. The Pasuk says, Yayin V'Sheikh Ral Teish. Yachal Afilu Kol Shu Afilu Megiso. I might think even a Kol Shu of Yayin, and even if it's Yayin Megiso. Yayin Megiso means before it had a chance to ferment and become wine. It didn't even have any alcohol content yet. So Tamalom of a Sheikhar, in Israel Kadela Shaker, that the Isser is only if you drink enough to be Meshaker you, and it has to be Vakama Kadela Shaker, Revius Yayin Ben Mem Yom. Kadela Shaker has to be a Revius of wine that's been fermenting for 40 days, so it had time to develop alcohol content. Imkein Matom Lom Yayin, so why does it say Yayin? Lom Lachshu Musar Nalav Kolshu Musar Nalav Megiso. To tell you that there's still an Isser. Well, when you drink a kolshu, and still an isser when you drink yayin migiso, it's an asara without the onesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yayin Ein Li'Eli Yayin Shar Meshakru Minayin. So I would only know Yayin. How do I know other Meshakrin also? Tamalom V'Sheicher Imkein Matamalom Yayin. Well, if it includes V'Sheicher, why does it say Yayin? Al Yayin B'Misa V'Al Shar Mashkin Bashara. That Yayin Yuchayv Misa if you go into the Mikdash when you're drunk from Yayin, but if you drink Scotch and you go into the base of Mikdash, it's an asara. Rav Lozer Omer Yayin Al Teisht V'Sheicher Al Teisht. Don't drink it like in a drunken way. But Rav Lozer, the same as he says in our Mishnah, if you pause in your drinking, you don't just guzzle it down, or you dilute it with water, then you're going to be potter, because then you're not drinking like a drunk. So, b'mayk pligi, what is the machlokas, this three-way machlokas, about how to darshan this pasuk of yayin v'sheicher al teish? Tanakama savar garmin and sheicher sheicher minazir. Tanakama thinks it's all a din in grape products, because we learn from Nazir, that Nazir, just like Nazir is only Musar and grape products, so too over here also, by going into the Mikdash, it has the same din. Rabbi Yehuda loyal sheicher sheicher minazir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't learn sheicher sheicher from Nazir, and therefore you're not allowed to go and drunk in the base of Mikdash, no matter what kind of beverage, of alcoholic beverage, you happen to have drunk. Rabbi Lazar Savar, my v'sheicher who de meshaker. V'sheicher means that it's something that's meshaker, that it's something that causes one to get drunk. Kaman al-Zahad, meaning as it was something that would be the derech of drinking of one who is getting drunk. But if you drink in a way that's not the derech of someone who's getting drunk, then it's okay. Which Tana are we assuming, like when we say, when the Brisa says that if you eat something that's an intoxicating food, or you drink chalav or dvash that's also intoxicating, and you go into the Beis HaMikdash and you do vishimesh, that's an important word. Vishimesh sounds like you have to do the avoda, right? Sounds like so it's from Tosos, it sounds like they point out on the side we weren't goreis vishimesh, otherwise Tosos wouldn't have needed to make their point. The Rambam must have not been goreis it either, because the Rambam paskins against this. You don't even need to be shimesh, you just go in, you can be chayv. But either way, who are we assuming like that you get malchus even for that? Keman Rabbi Yehuda, we must be assuming like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that even shar meshakrin, that even other things that intoxicate you are included in the yisur. Amar Vida Baruch Husay Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, but we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer that as long as you don't drink it in a drunken way, you're not going to be chayiv. The Kari Rav leads Rabbi Eliezer Tuvina de Chachimi. They called Rabbi Eliezer the best of the Chachamim. Rav Acha de Hutzal have a nidra ala de bitu. Rav Acha de Hutzal had a neder on his daughter. Asal kamed Ravashi about wine. So they came to Ravashi. Amle zili inna v'tal lemachar. So he said, come back today. And come leave now and come back tomorrow. Meaning, I'll deal with your shayla tomorrow because I can't deal with it right now because of drunkenness. Rav lo muki amore alemi yom tov lechavrei mishum shichris. Rav, is there a gears over here? No, Rav would not be be lo mokim amora. He wouldn't set someone up to learn on Yontif, to teach on Yontif because of shichras that you can't teach. He felt to be dorish in public on Yontif once they had some chas Yontif, because when you had some chas Yontif, they would drink and there would be shichras. So he thought it's inappropriate to have the public shir. Amalev amarav alach Rabbi Lazar, but don't you paskin like Rabbi Lazar? Amaru de karami be maya, and you put water in your drink. So what are you worried about? That you're not allowed to have a public share? You're even allowed to paskin. You're allowed to do whatever you want in this situation. Amalev halo kasha. If you drink a revius and some of it is water, so then you could be mekel like Rabbi Lazar. But if you drink way more than a revius, so then even if there is water in there, you cannot be mekel. We're going to dash in the whole pasuk. The pasuk reads, "Ulahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol elu damin ve'eruchin charam ve'akteishos." That's a piskei halacha about damin ve'eruchin. This is right after the pasuk Yain v'sheicher al teisht. Atov v'necha atov v'achem alol moed v'losamusu chukas l'mador seichem tells us what else you can't do when you're drunk is to paskin cases of damin ve'eruchin charam ve'akteishos. Bein atami ve'natar, you also can't paskin el tmeos v'taros hilchas tmeos v'tara. Ulahoros zuhoraa. You're not allowed to paskin iser v'heter. Es kol achukim elu midrashos. You shouldn't even darshan midrashos. Asher dibur Hashem zu halacha. Shouldn't learn halachos. Biyad Moshe ze Talmud. Shouldn't even engage in Talmud. Yachal afa Mishnah. You might think that even Mishnah is, you can't say Tamalomer lahoros. So Rabbi Rebbe Domer yachal af Talmud. Now I might think that even Talmud you can't do Tamalomer lahoros. That's what lahoros comes to teach me, that you can do Talmud. So that's machlokas whether you can do Talmud when you're drunk or not. So it says Mark Man Alzal de Tanya. So who's the following brisa going like? Yatsa sharetz tamei tzvardeya tohor shesh suyain morn ben ora'a. So the fact that a sharetz tamei tzvardeya tohor, someone who drunk wine can be more hurrah about that. Name Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Hivlo Rabbanan. That must be assuming like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Rabbanan who say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that Shu Yain is Mutter B'Gemara. So don't we assume it and against the Rabbanan who said that it's Asr B'Gemara? Says Gemara, no, I feel the Tamer Rabbanan. That could even be going like the Rabbanan, but such a psak is very different when you say that it's Fardeyas Tahar and that Asheret is Tamev. Shaini Yachad is Yil Kari B'Ravu. Every child knows that. It's the ABCs of Tumen. So that even Chacham was a little bit drunk could deal with such halacha. Amar Rav halach Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that is shui yayin is mutter b'gemara. It's only us from a Mishnah. It's only us with halacha rather. Var Rav lo mokem amor mi yamatov lechavrei mishum shechrus. But wait a second. Then if that's how we really paskin, why did Rav not set up a public shear on Yontif after the Suuda because he was worried about shechrus? You could still say a gemara shear. There's no problem with it. Shiny Rav da Ori Mori, because Rav is different, because whenever he would say Shir, he was such a renowned posek, it would always come up Shailas in Halacha, so he'd always have to respond. Venekim Dlo Lori. But why don't they just set up a rule that Rav isn't going to paskin? So kalhecha diyasav Rav lo sagi de belahora. No, there's no way. Everyone was asking shailas. There was no way you could control the crowds to not ask shailas in halacha. So Rav said, I'm not going to give the public shir after I drink wine. My sudas yantiv, because by definition he was such a big posek that everyone was always going to be asking shailas in halacha. Okay, we'll stop there, Mr. Shem. We'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.